just finished my dinner, enjoying a glass of wine, and the doorbell goes. Not somebody trying to sell anything other than maybe an ideology.
Who are you, sir?
My name's Michael Clark. I'm your local prospective councillor for the Hackleton Division for the Conservative Party.
I couldn't help but notice a very large blue ribbon on your chest.
Indeed, this is the new Conservative blue, as per the Cameron Conservative Party, which is a little lighter than the dark blue of the last 10 or 15 years.
Oh, that's a very good point. I do like the tree, I must admit. I do like the tree. I might not necessarily like all of the policies, but we are still in a position to make our mind up, aren't we?
Absolutely. And I think the tree is an indication of a shift in priorities. This is at national level that Mr. Cameron's introduced in the direction of a more environmental aspect and a more environmental emphasis to Conservative policies, particularly with regard to issues like global warming, which don't necessarily win votes, but he considers are important enough to keep on the boil at a national level. But at local level, issues are much more mundane. People are not really so much concerned about global warming, but hearing about what you can do to fill and mend the pothole at the end of their street, which they've had for the last 5 years. And multiply that a few million times over Northamptonshire, and you've got a measure of the problem.
The amount of potholes, yes.
The number of potholes. Likewise, we want to try to get more visible policing. Get the police out of the police stations, filling in forms.
And the people out of the CCTV operation centres, because there seems to be more cameras than police around at the moment.
Indeed. We want to get police so that they are there when you need them and when you can never find them. Mm-hmm. And away from the idea that you always can find a policeman when you don't necessarily want one doing 35 miles an hour in a 30 area.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's quite strange how I've lived in cities. I've lived in many, many cities around the world, from Bangkok. I've lived in Coventry for a lot of my life. It wasn't until I moved here I ever witnessed or was a victim of a crime.
Yeah, well, I think it's a myth that we don't have crimes at all, or crime as such, in the rural areas. But fortunately, with good neighbourhood watch schemes, and you have a good example here of the chairman
standing very close,
who is the kingpin of the local neighbourhood watch scheme. I think if people exchange information and are basically good neighbours and emphasise community values, then we can deter an awful lot of crime.
I'd much rather have human-based CCTV. Definitely, with somebody that has an opinion and can differentiate between
that looks a bit suspicious too. Let's just record everything.
Well, that's unfortunate. That's the sort of Big Brother direction in which we're going, and where we continue to go, and where I think this whole complicated issue of infringing human rights and individual rights comes in.
And Cameron, of course, has been talking quite a lot about civil liberties, really, which was a little bit of a surprise to me.
Yes, I think Cameron is trying to reflect a changing political agenda at national level. But you'll appreciate all this is a bit above my
Definitely. I'm just going to check your knuckles now. How many doors have you knocked tonight?
Well, we've been around, and we've probably done about 30 or 40 houses.
Wow.
And had conversations with probably about 15 or 20 people.
What kind of response are you getting?
Surprise. That this is the first candidate of any party that people have seen for many years in some cases. One lady said, are you anything to do with the last chap who came round? That was Mr. Morris, wasn't it? Michael Morris, who ceased to be the MP round here about 12 years ago. So the pace of life in rural Northamptonshire is a little slower than perhaps in some of the cities that you've mentioned, like Bangkok and Coventry and elsewhere, which is a thing to
value. But
the
strange thing is as well, you're talking to me into my phone, and suddenly you could have almost an unlimited reach on the internet through doing this and through knocking my door. Maybe this is what is going to happen in the future. Every single one of these, providing we get broadband and good broadband, every single one of these people that you knock the door of could be an amplifier. Hey, you never guess who just knocked my door on an email, on a forum post, on Twitter.
Yes.
And before you know it, your message is amplified without you even know it.
Yes.
Think of the shoe leather you'd save.
Absolutely. And I can just imagine my two daughters, who've forgotten more about computers than I'll ever know, and this sort of technology, phoning me up tomorrow morning and say, Dad, we were going on the internet, and what did we come across? But you really are an embarrassment. And you are on Facebook as well, and that's an embarrassment. You've got to do something about that. You're embarrassing, as you've always been.
Do you blog at all on a local level?
I don't, but I read a lot of blogs, and I contribute to blogs at a local level. And I think that's the new media and the way that politics is changing.
Definitely. People forget that it's just as important to listen and to kind of know, I don't want to speak in marketing terms, know to a certain extent, it knows what's trending in public opinion for you then to look after that opinion, I suppose.
Yes, and it's a new way of communicating it. And I think if you look at it in terms of newspapers, the circulation of newspapers is really a huge question mark over how newspapers are going, whether newspapers will exist, national newspapers as we've known them, and indeed local ones, in 5 or 10 years' time, mm-hmm. because they cost money. And the internet offers an opportunity to enfranchise people who can get all the information they want on their mobile phones or on their laptops or indeed on their BlackBerries and iPhones, as you've got there, without spending necessarily a penny. And they can do it there on their mobile, they can do it in their living rooms, they can do it on the train. And they don't really need a national newspaper to carry around with them and then to have to recycle.
Quite worrying, of course, what is the new model for news? You know, will people be paying for it? I always insist I'd rather go to places where there is not that much advertisement and there is more content. Content like we are making now, a normal conversation, fleshing out a few ideas. How hopeful are you for the next few weeks for yourself?
Well, it's only 1 week. In fact,
next week, I've better open that envelope quick. Haven't I?
Get your postal vote if you've got it and put the cross on there.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping is that we will try to stimulate interest in this. That so few people take the trouble to take part in local elections. And indeed, general elections is down to, 55-60%?
You know, if I could vote via a text, I would have done it by now. If I could vote via a click of a button on the internet, which I know is open to a lot of abuse, I would have done it by now. So I definitely think there is a lot of room for thought for opening up the ease for a lot of people. The post office is just around the corner. I better do it before the weekend because I will be in Los Angeles.
Wow, you get around a bit. Well, I think you are
in demand at the moment.
Very much so. it's a good complaint to have with 2 million people unemployed in this country. But yes. I think you're right. And I think coming back to David Cameron, you've got somebody who is a different person of a different generation, who has run Web Cameron for several years now, and he and his generation of 40. Plus that sort of age, are introducing and are hot on following through the latest ways of communication, dissemination of information, and things like trying to enfranchise more people, enabling people to vote through, as you mentioned, text messaging, mm-hmm. On the internet with the necessary security, which is very important. It has got to be the way forward, rather than expecting people to trudge down to the village hall, especially if they're disabled, it's not convenient, they will leave busier and busier lives, mm-hmm. Young and middle-aged people. And I think that's going to be one of the things that you might look forward to, embracing this technology, in terms of the way government is conducted, more e-government. Cameron was talking about notifying people on the way votes are taken in Parliament, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. people are informed immediately on what the situation on
and we can do it, the immediacy is there now. Are you not going to say anything nasty about other parties?
No. There's no point. I think
there's no point. That's confidence.
No, I don't think so. I think you've got to set your own stall up and say what you believe in, mm-hmm. and put yourself and work hard, yeah. and not just sit there expecting votes to come in, and then let people decide. We just spoke to two ladies who are by no means friends of the Conservative Party, mm-hmm. but I think we managed to make the point to them that, you know, if you want a local representative, and my opponent lives in Northampton. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's really making much effort to come around, more of a paper candidate. You can vote for her, yeah. If you so wish. On the other hand, you can vote for somebody who lives in a village, has done for 25 years, yeah. is making the effort to put himself about.
And how easy are you to communicate with?
I do not have a website, but I have email.
Sure.
And I have a mobile phone.
Yeah.
And I have a landline.
It's a very good man in the village who is, in fact, a Conservative. I need to put you in touch with. He'll probably knock you up a website for nothing, yeah. if you want.
Well, that's useful to know.
Yeah. But not that you need one. It's good for people to know what your policies are, and they can go to a page, and you never know, michaelclark.com may be available. Probably not now I've said it. Someone's bought it and put up a smear campaign already.
My Hotmail address is michaelclark225.
Okay.
So there are 224 other Michael Clarks in the world, at hotmail.com. That's michaelclark225@hotmail.com. So if you
have... And you answer every single one of them?
I haven't had one yet, but I'm...
I think you will now.
I'll make a point. Michaelclark225. And that's Clark with an E on the end.
And that is on the leaflet as well, yeah. with my old steam landline. And there it is, in black and white,
fantastic.
In snail mail. Yeah. And if anybody wishes to contact me, send me an email on any subject which is of mutual interest. Somebody might be listening to this and thinking, God, I know him.
Yes, gosh, I remember him from school. I've got all of the details of his skeletons
drinking,
in his closet.
Drinking with him.
Where do you drink? Can people pop and have a beer with you?
Well, I'm not going to speak ill of my opponents politically. I'm not going to speak ill of the pub in Denton. So there's a very good pub I go to in Great Houghton, sort of commercial here, called the Cherry Tree,
okay,
which is super.
I was there. We were there a couple of days ago.
At the end of the... It's a nice pub, end of a cul-de-sac,
yes.
And it's off the beaten track. And it's what the pub doesn't have that makes the difference. There's no music.
Yes.
There are no pool games. There are no one-armed bandits. There's no... it's just basic, old-fashioned conversation and arguing and admiring the surrounds. That's what I go there for, to chat with people and to enjoy the Charles Wells beer.
Well, I would like... Michael Clark, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.
I really hope other people come round and knock my door, because... I'm feeling a bias coming over me. That's not a good thing.
Objective.
I need to remain apolitical.
Absolutely.
But you're a very nice man. Let me shake your hand.
Thank you very much for
Thank
your time.
Thank you very
and,
much.
I look forward to receiving that, or how I can get
I'll
on
link
to it.
Link it to your email.
Link it to my email.
That'll be your first email.
And I'll send it to my daughters, and they'll say, Dad, this is terrible.
Good luck.
What an embarrassment.